You have attuned to 104.3 and 104.7 KQM Kutna Hreka Arcata. And joining us now, live here in the KHM studio, is Alton. Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone. Hello, how are you? Thanks for having us, Liz.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Well, I just want to introduce who we are. This is Thay Sproul here on guitar. And this is Martin Turge on accordion. And we have Kieran Corn on bouzouki. And I'm Mairead Niuini, the hardest name of all. Mairead Niuini on fiddle and vocals. So we'll just play you a few tunes. This is the opening track of our latest CD, The Gap of Dreams, and it's called The Gap of Dreams Jigs. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear you guys play live here in the studio, and like the fiddle and the accordion, watching you guys play together. That's pretty cool. It's like it's kind of fun when you combine two different instruments, and it kind of makes its own instrument when you guys are playing the same
really
thing.
Cool. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's fairly unique.
So you guys are here all the way from Ireland. How long are you in the States for?
God, we're in the States, God, for about, is it 5 weeks?
5 weeks.
5 weeks or something, yeah.
It's all a blur.
It's all a blur. But we're seeing some of the most amazing scenery and places. We started up in Calgary, went over to Edmonton, Vancouver, all the West Coast, Arizona, and we'll be doing all the East Coast. It's, you know, but California's just so stunning. All those redwoods.
Yeah, you just played in Fort Bragg last night, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And lovely people.
And
we
were out at the beach this morning.
Nice.
to see it. It was just incredible.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get a chance to go to the beach here today, too. Oh. I mean, it's
that would be nice.
It would be nice. This is the first, like, really, really super nice day, I would say.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
We were kind of
it's lovely.
Saying it's a pity we have to go back into the snow tomorrow, but
Where are you tomorrow?
We are heading to Boston.
Oh, wow.
So, to the East Coast.
So you're flying out and going all the way to the East Coast.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So it's your last day of sunshine, too. We're supposed to get rain here tomorrow, too. So,
We'll soak up all the sunshine.
We'll soak it up together. Well, is there another song that you would like to play? You guys are playing tonight at the Van Duser. So for those folks who are tuning in, up
please
at
come.
HSU, please come. Yeah. There are still tickets available as far as I do know, and they're fairly reasonable. I believe they're like $39 for a show. And you guys have come a long way. So
and we have a lot to offer.
Yeah, and you have a new record. How many albums do you have all together? You guys have been together since 1987, right?
I know. Yeah, too many. We have a lot of albums, but we have a new album out, and The Gap of Dreams, it's called. And we also have a book of tunes that Martin Turishier put together, and we have T-shirts, and we have even smelly T-shirts if people want to come. That's fine.
Smelly T-shirts?
Yes, ones we wore ourselves.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be slinging those, by the way. I'm selling merch at your show tonight, so
yes.
So I'll be all up in the smelly T-shirts.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They're very special.
Cool. And you sing, Mairead is the singer that you're hearing her voice right now. She also plays the fiddle. You sing in Irish or yes. Gaelic. What would you call it?
Well, it's Gaelic, yeah. It's our language. It's a dying language, I'm sad to say. A lot of the Irish people don't appreciate it, but it's when you realise how small number of people that actually speak this language on a daily basis. And it's not even the language that, it's a way of thinking as well. So it's a very beautiful, old, ancient language. And I hear has studied it and studied. You should tell people something about the background of the Gaelic language, Dai.
Yes, I've been studying Mairead here for since 1980 or so. It's an Indo-European language. It's one of the Celtic languages, and it's a beautiful. I mean, you might say all languages are beautiful, but just as an example, anyhow, Irish poetry, for example, is just amazing. We have poems from about the start of the 7th century right up to now, and the poetic tradition is unbelievable. You know, there's a feeling and, patterns and sounds in the language that you just don't find in English or, like, say, I would know some French and some Latin. Irish is really unique, and say in the modern, in the songs that are sung in Irish nowadays, like in the tradition, there's actually a few levels in the Irish songs that aren't really in English songs at all, you know, to do with the patterns of sounds and the physical beauty of the sounds to us. There's so many other dimensions.
It's like untranslatable.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely untranslatable, yeah.
And did you come up speaking
Gaelic,
Irish, Gaelic?
Both my parents and their parents, and it goes back generations, so yeah. It was all Gaelic. But it's very sad. Actually, this is the year of the Gaelic language in Ireland at the moment, because they're trying to boost some sort of self-love into it, you know, that we the Irish will love it. But it's an amazing language. But actually, to hear it properly is to sing it. So we're going to try and sing you a song.
Okay.
The song is a nursery rhyme, which, you know, but it has a dark side to it, but we won't go into that. But it's like ring a rosies, you know. these things sound nice superficially, but they have another side.
They have a dark underbelly. Yeah,
underbelly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is called Baka Hilandi.
Do you mind talking about with the little wives about just a little bit?
Yeah.
I always am curious.
Yeah, well, the song is based on the 1798 rebellion, where the French came to help the Irish against the English in Killala in County Mayo. but they were defeated. There weren't enough French people, and the Irish were underarmed, and they didn't have a proper army. And the English defeated them, and people were misplaced, and they were on the run. And the baka is the vagrant, the person that is left on the road. And Hilande is a name of a woman, but it means Irlandaise. Baka Irlandaise, you know, the vagrant of the Irish, you know. But then it's kind of a little silly rhyme then based on that.
That's cool. There's such a long, like a longing feeling in that song. So it's cool to hear.
Yeah, it's very a little. It's a very, very old melody and words.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Why do you think that the Gaelic language, why do you suppose that it's something that is being lost? And now you said there's like this resurgence happening. Is that happening?
Well, it was based on the plantations from Elizabeth I upwards, where she came in, and the only way to actually take over a nation is to take their culture away, and that they did that very successfully, where they took away our language, but they didn't really take away the way we think, because even when we speak in English, it's very colourful and it's completely different to any other. You know, our great writers actually played on that, like Ulysses, and if you read Ulysses, the way it's written, James Joyce wrote it, and even W.B. Yeats, and I'm sure the guy who's who has studied this can come up with better better ideas. But you know, it's a way of thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, we're very sad about the language disappearing, obviously, but the thing is, it's dying very slowly in a way. It's wonderful that it's still there, and there's so many people speaking it. And we have wonderful, you know, I think there's a lot of more respect for the Irish language now in the cities. You see, it became a rural language and of poor areas, and that was part of what was bringing it down, the association with poverty and so on. But I think I have a feeling nowadays that a lot of people in the cities and people here, you know, who really have an increased respect for our culture and really appreciating. So everybody's, a lot of people are really doing their best to promote it and to save it. And we have wonderful radio stations like this radio station here. We have a wonderful radio station system, Radio na Gaeltachta, where that's, you know, people from all the different dialects are all on, speaking and chatting and beautiful music programmes and so on. So there are some hopeful signs too.
And also there are people here in this country who have no Irish connections at all. And people come up to our merch desk every night and speak Gaelic to us.
Oh, wow.
And they are learning it independently and from different sources. So technology is great because they can Skype people and learn it. And so to me, that's huge encouragement. For instance, the other night at the Freight and Salvage, there was about three or four people in Berkeley talking to me in the Gaelic language who had no connections with Ireland.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's another side to it. You see, all the band live in Ireland, but I live in Minnesota. Oh. Living there for a long time. And say in Minneapolis, St. Paul, we have an organization called Gaeltacht Minnesota, which is teaching Irish for free, classes for free. We have courses in two of the colleges. And I teach in a place called the Center for Irish Music, which is a wonderful music school for people of all ages, you know, teaching all. And I teach traditional song and so on. So for years I've been teaching people songs in the Irish language. And even if you don't know the Irish language, you can really get the beauty of the melodies and the words. So in all sorts of places and ways, I think all is definitely not lost.
How difficult is, because you came up, Mairead, you came up speaking Gaelic. Is that something that you, Dahi, learned a little bit later in life, or did you also come up speaking the Irish language?
Yeah, I learned it at school. You know, my mother knew a few phrases, but I learned it at school starting at age 11.
How hard is that to learn?
Yeah. It's very difficult.
It is? Okay. So
when people come to me, you know, and all full of optimism, you hate to dampen their enthusiasm, but I always point out it's actually very difficult, and it's very, very, very different from other European languages, apart from the other Celtic languages. But at the same time, I have, as I say, I have several students, some of them American, well, most of them American, actually, who are so devoted to it that they keep on going in spite of that difficulty. You're kind of drawn in at a certain point. It's like our music too. You hear it from a distance and it sounds kind of catchy. And then you get lured in a certain distance. And then once you get in a certain distance, there's no escape.
It's like drinking Guinness. When you drink it first, it's a bit sour. But the more you drink it, the more you like it.
Gotcha. Nice Guinness analogy. Well, do you have another song that you like to play for us? Or are you going to sing a song?
Thankfully not. Thankfully not. No, you wouldn't want to hear me singing a song. Not even in the shower. So this is a set of tunes from the album. The first one is a traditional one called Shan Sakyo. It means Sean or John in the fog. And then two tunes that I wrote. One is called Tour, which is a Gaelic word meaning sort of prophecy or an omen. And it's one of those fiery Donegal tunes. And then the last one then in the set is Aniha Emul, which is Gaelic for the spirited night. And there's some sort of...
All right. You're listening to Alton here in the KM studio. They're playing later tonight up at the Van Duser.
Be there.
That is Alton, live here in the KM studio. If you want to hear some more of their music, you're in luck, because they're playing tonight at HSU, the Van Duser Theater. That show gets started at, what, 7? 7 o'clock?
I think 7 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Be there at 7 anyway.
Yeah, be there at 7. Are you guys going to be signing your shirts and stuff afterwards? Yeah, so you'll come out.
Sign everything. You'll sign our names away.
You'll come out. So sometimes shows at the Van Duser the people that play there, they don't come out afterwards and sign stuff and meet people.
We have a tour manager that this is Anne O'Brien, and she will not allow us to sit in a backstage. We have to go out and meet the people.
All right. And maybe there will be someone there that speaks Irish or Gaelic.
Oh, please talk to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for stopping by and playing, and I'll see you guys a little bit later on. I'll be selling your t-shirts for you and whatnot.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, for sure. It is just about 2 o'clock here on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to K-Hum, Humboldt Grown Radio Without the Rules. My name is Lindsay, and I think we're going to take a real quick break. I did want to give the legal ID to you real quick. You got tuned to 104.3 and 104.7 KHOM, Cut in Eureka Arcata, and the Van Duser Theater. And streaming on the web at khum.com, translator K282AD Ferndale. And we'll be back with some canned music for you. I had a couple of requests, so I'm going to try to get those on the air right after this on K-Hum.